Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cicerino back here with another Survivor Exit interview, and today we're going to talk to the first person voted out after the Worlds Apart merge, and that is Kelly Remington, who will be our guest here today, calling in just a couple of minutes. Last night, had a very fun podcast with Stephen Fishback again. Great merge episode, and there was so much to break down, and we really got into everything and took so many of your questions. Of course, that's available to you on robhasawebsite.com. And then today, I'm going to have Vetus come to the studio. We're going to talk with Vetus about what's going on. And then we're going to take your voicemails with the great Bryce Isaiah. So get your voicemails in at robhasawebsite.com/voicemail or 323-282-RHAP. And that show is going to be up late Thursday night, maybe Friday morning for you guys on the East Coast. All right. So let's go ahead and jump into this. I see that we have Kelly on the line. Kelly, are you there?
Hi, Rob.
Kelly, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Kelly. And I have to say that it was a fantastic episode from where I sat last night. But I have to imagine it wasn't your favorite.
It wasn't that my favorite, Rob. No, I was not happy last night. I did not see that coming.
Yeah, much like that thing that fell on your head, Kelly.
I know. This whole season is a bunch of blindsides right now.
A bunch of blindsides.
Yeah.
First, before we get into the game, just tell me a little bit about the injury that you sustained during that reward challenge in the fourth episode.
In the fourth episode, when the platform landed on my head, it gave me 6 stitches, one for each of my tribe mates.
Yes.
It was right at the top, right in my hairline. I'm lucky it hit me there and not on my nose or anywhere else because it might have taken me out of the game, but it hit me right in the spot where, all right, we can work with this. We can still try to compete for these chickens, so let's keep it going. So wasn't as bad as it looked, though.
Okay, and everything healed up okay? You didn't have any, like, lasting marks?
No, I have a scar. I have a little scar on my hairline, but nothing, no. You can't really tell unless you look at it. Hey, let me see your scar.
And were you mad that that happened? Because it looked like in the episode, it's basically Dan just, like, let's go with the ropes, and that's why the thing ends up hitting you in the head.
Yeah, it was an accident because there's so much going on out there. There's everyone yelling and screaming, and even Jeff said, "Get out of the way! Someone's going to get hit." And we don't hear that because your adrenaline's going. So no, I wasn't mad. It was just I was more anxious. Come on, we need to win these chickens. We're doing horrible at this game. Here we can't hear you. We're going under things, and we should be going over top of things, and we're running into. You know, I was just more frustrated with our gameplay of how terrible we were doing at that moment than I wasn't mad that I got hit in the head. No, I was just like, all right, we got to figure something out. Maybe this is a nice time out to regroup. But no, I wasn't mad.
And then there's so much going on in the world of sports about concussions and identifying when people have concussions. Did you feel like you had any concussion symptoms? And was that a factor in your game at all?
It was only a factor in the memory challenge. I think it kind of hurt me in the memory challenge. I think I was feeling a little, how should I say? I don't think I was at the best of my game at that point. But no, honestly, it didn't affect me. It didn't affect my equilibrium, my memory, everything was fine. I really wasn't affected at all by it.
Okay, let's turn to last night's vote. And so you end up being the person that the No Collar tribe ends up targeting last night. Did you have any sense that they were coming for you?
Sierra did mention it to me briefly. Hey, they're coming after you. I'm not worried about it. Why do I have to worry? I have my blue collars. I got my back. Why would they be coming after me? I'm not even strong in the challenge and I'm not winning any immunities. They see my gameplay is not that great. So I wasn't really worried that they were going to be coming after me. I wasn't too concerned.
You know, I thought it was surprising too, because I thought you had at least, you know, made some bonds with Jen and Haley and Shireen during your time over there. What was that relationship like? And were they upset with you that you were going back to the blue collar tribe? Was that what it was?
Yes, absolutely. They were upset. We did, you know, I was with them at that point because I didn't have a choice but to make an alliance with them because now I'm on their tribe. And I did tell them that the blue collars were not strong. And I did tell them we didn't get along. And I was telling them everything I possibly could just to let them know that I was with them 110%, even when we do merge. I don't want anything to do with them. So and they were upset once we did merge. And then I went back to, I went back to my blue collars. It was very evident that I wasn't with them, that I was lying. So it was very personal to them. And I played, you know, unfortunately, I didn't play the game as well as I should have. I got complacent and I wasn't happy with that. And I should have kept them close to me. I should have kept them believing that, I was still with them, and I didn't. And when I got back, I was loyal to blue collar, and that's all I knew. And that's all I wanted. So, yes, I unfortunately they played the idol, and it was personal, and I did not see it coming.
Right. You said you went undercover, and it was like then the bad guys saw you hanging out at the police station right after,
right.
And they knew, wait, hold on,
exactly.
She's not with us anymore. So,
right, exactly.
In that tribal council, which was a really interesting tribal council, did anything come up that gave Jen a sense to play her idol? Did her name come up in that tribal council at all?
No, I don't think Jen. I think Jen knew everyone was coming after her. I think she had caught wind of it from someone. Like they knew that all of us were coming after her. But during tribal council, when we were sitting there, she must have knew it prior that she was going to be playing that idol. I think she knew what she was going to do. I think she knew that we were coming for her. And even during the tribal council, it wasn't really mentioned, but I think she was going to play that regardless.
Okay. And so what was the expression like on everybody's faces when she did pull that idol out? And did you know that you were done for at that moment?
Oh, yes. When she pulled that idol out, I thought, this is it. I'm going home. I cannot believe she has an idol. I knew at that point that it was over for me. And it was a pure letdown, just like a sense of, oh my gosh, I just got punched in the stomach. I had no clue that she had that idol. So yes, when she pulled that, we all knew that my time was up.
Okay. Now you were part of an alliance that I thought really came out of nowhere last night, that you end up being in this alliance with Rodney, Carolyn, Will, and yourself. Can you just talk a little bit about how that group of four people came together? Who, you have a lot of people who seemingly had no relationship whatsoever before you guys got to that merge tribe.
Yes, yes. Rodney and I had an alliance in the very beginning, and when we got not as strong as Mike and I, but Rodney and I did. We were in some sort of alliance together. He was working. When we got separated, then I had Carolyn. I formed Carolyn in an alliance with myself because we were together now in this new tribe, and Will was with us as well. So once we merged together, Rodney was working with Will, I was working with Carolyn, and then all of us together thinking, okay, if this does go down, if we get further into the game, this is who we want to take with us. This is, you know, these are the people that it's possibly that we can trust, that we felt we were strong together to go forward to the end.
Now, I'm surprised that you got into this, considering how close you and Mike had said you guys were all season long. Did you let Mike know about what was going on with this other plan?
I did not let Mike know, no. But my true alliance was with Mike, but I still didn't let Mike know because I didn't. Within this game, you don't know when the blind sides are going to happen. You don't know when someone's going to get voted off. You don't know when someone's going to turn on you. And I knew that could have been Mike going home last night, and now I still have Rodney and Carolyn and that alliance over there. So I didn't let Mike know at that point. This was possibly an alliance that we were going to have further down the line, but I definitely would have shared it with him eventually. Like, this is what's going on. Here's what, you know, you need to come with. These are where the votes are going to go tonight. You need to come with us. I definitely would have told Mike eventually what was happening.
Okay. Now tell me, Kelly, how big of a factor were you in Carolyn and Tyler going to go vote with the blue collar people last night?
I think I had a good impact with, I think Carolyn and I, we had a great alliance. I think we felt connected as soon as our tribes as soon as we got into the one tribe together. I think we were, and Carolyn and Tyler had a tight alliance before the merge. So when they're in their white collar, they were together, just like Mike and I were together. And then when Carolyn and I got together, she goes, I know Tyler is up for me when we get back. And I said, yes, I know. And I have Mike in my pocket too. So we can all work together. So I was pretty confident that she was, I was pretty confident. You're never 100% in this game, but I was pretty confident that she was going to go blue collar.
Yeah. And did you feel like that most people in the group of 12 sort of could see what was going on, or was it really up in the air as to what Tyler and Carolyn were going to be doing?
I think it's still, people are questioning things. I think it was still up in the air at this point. I still, people were trying to figure everyone out. So, you know, we just merged. We're seeing now who bonded, who Tyler's hanging with now on the blue collar, who he might have made an alliance with now. So it's still kind of up in the air. No one was 100% still at that point.
Was there any talk before the vote last night of potentially trying to split the votes in case somebody from No Collar had the hidden immunity idol?
Yes, we did talk. We did discuss it. That was the original plan. And then we decided to see if Will was truly with the blue collars and to test his integrity. So let's have Will vote for Haley, and then we'll just all vote for Jen. And we were testing Will. It was a dumb mistake. I mean, we definitely should have split the votes. It was just something that we never thought was going to happen. And originally, we should have stuck to our original plan was to actually split them. So, yes, it was talked about.
Well, I think you're being a little too hard on yourself. I think that in that situation, there's so little margin for error. You sort of like, you know, you could be damned if you do, damned if you don't. So you really didn't know if Will is really being a mole or how confident you are in what he's ultimately doing. So that's a lot of faith to put in Will. I think that the chances that he screws you over might even be greater than the chance that Jen or Haley has the idol.
Right. True. You're right.
Oh, come on. Of course. True. Kelly, was there any talk of potentially putting the votes on Shireen instead of either Jen or Haley?
No, we weren't talking about that right now. We knew Haley and Jen and Joe were extremely tight. So we knew we wanted to start taking away the No Collars, pecking away at them. So Shireen really wasn't in our sights at this point. She wasn't a big threat. She's Shireen. So it wasn't, she wasn't in the crosshairs at that moment.
Okay. How on board was everybody in the tribe for the tribe name America?
Yeah, it was not. Some people were for it, and some were like, where did we come up with that name? So it was kind of like, all right, let's just go with it. But it was not a complete 100%. Yeah, this is what our tribe wants. Some thought it was kind of silly.
Kelly, I watched the episode again this morning. You were like,
Yeah, I liked it. I might say, I did like it. I did like the name of it. But I know some people didn't. They're like, what kind of name is that? But I'm like, I like America. It sounds good. I was all for it.
Okay.
I was one of the people who were all for it. But there were some that were like, well, that is the craziest name ever. So,
could you talk about the position that you ended up being in after the tribe swap, where you end up being the only blue collar there with the three white collar people and the three no collar people? Because you end up looking like you're going to be the swing vote before Carolyn ultimately ends up flipping sides. If that was going to be the case, would you have voted with Max and Shireen and Carolyn with the white collar people during that first vote that you guys had?
Yeah, I would have stayed with the white collars. I would have voted with them. Yes, I was with Carolyn. I was with, you know, whatever she told me, just to sit back and watch how these, you know, the white collars work together. I would have stuck with the white collars. Yes.
Okay. And did Max and Shireen get on your nerves like some of the other people in that no collar group?
Yeah, they would get on your nerves. They were just, I mean, I only spent a few days out there.
Oh,
you know,
what did
obviously
they do that
Max,
was so bad?
Like, I know, just Max is just, I don't know, just Max has this arrogance about him. You know, he's taught Survivor. He knows, you know, just even where sometimes he would sleep in the shelter, or I don't know, there was just this arrogance about him that was annoying. Like, he knew everything about everything. He was just one of those people you just didn't want to hang out. You don't want to sit around the fire and talk with. He was just, because Max knew everything, and Max was right about everything. So I was like, all right, Max, you know, I think it's time for you to, you get rid of the annoying people you don't want to hang out with. He wasn't a big threat and challenges. He's not a big, you know, but he was just annoying to be around.
Was it a toss-up between Max and Shireen for that first vote that you guys had with the new Nagarote?
We discussed Max or Shireen, yes, but eventually we decided to go with Max.
Okay. How about Will? Because he's been somebody who's been a little bit under the radar. I frankly was very surprised that he ends up switching so quickly away from the blue collar. Is it because, was he so close with either you or Carolyn that he ends up switching? Or was he just never back tight with Jen and Haley after there's the vote where he got a couple votes when Nina gets voted out?
Yeah, I don't think Will was very close with the no collars. I think he was on the, you know, those girls would always hang out. Joe, those three of them, Joe, Haley, Jen, they were very tight. And Joe was just sitting back watching to see what happens. I think he was just ready for a change. They are young. They are annoying. You know, sometimes they, you know, they do their their kid things out there where Will just wanted to be to himself, wanted more mature people to actually build an alliance with. I mean, he was ready to go, I think, once we merged or once we got together. He's like, yeah, I'm definitely with you guys, regardless. You can trust me. So I think he was just ready for a change, just like Carolyn was with a white collar.
Okay.
He was ready to do something.
And Kelly, my last question, who had the worst injury this season? Was it Max getting stung on both feet? Was it you getting hit on the head? Or Jen getting stung by the bee?
No, definitely getting hit by on the head. It was the worst injury this season. Absolutely. Hands down. That's the way to be. Come on. Jen is a crybaby. That's just the way Jen is. And Max is just, he wants to be on TV and take his pants off and wants the airtime. So, no, I definitely think I get number one.
All right. There's no hidden immunity idols from bee stings, especially in sensitive places. Okay. Kelly, thank you. Thank you so much.
Hope
to see you at the finale, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, everybody, there you have it. That was Kelly Remington here on the Exit Interview podcast. And now, as we do every week, let's go ahead and patch in our resident survivor researcher. Here is the great Jordan. Jordan, how are you?
I'm good, Rob. How are you?
All right, Jordan, very excited to have you here to talk about this week in survivor history as we approach the first week in April of 2015.
Yeah, this is a big week. We're starting to get into some merge episodes, kind of like the one that we saw on yesterday's episode. So it's really exciting. This week in Survivor history is going to be a fun week.
It's going to be a fun week. Of course, Jordan is here. Let me play you your song.
This week in Survivor history with your host, Jordan Kalish. That can't be right.
Yes.
Ryan Elder,
it is.
It is right. Don't doubt
that. That is right. Jordan Kalish is here. And we're about to talk about some this week in Survivor history. But I want to take a moment and thank our sponsor for the Exit Interview podcast. And those are our friends over at Bombas Socks. Now, Jeff Probst described this tribal council. He said it was not like an ice pick, not like a chainsaw, not like a knife. It was like a bomb. And that's why it's great that we're going to talk about Bombas Socks.
Yeah, and they have their own theme song, La 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 Bombas Socks.
No, I do not believe that is factually correct. That's something different. Now, Bombas Socks, would you be able to be stung by a jellyfish or a stingray if you were wearing Bombas Socks? Probably not, right?
I doubt it.
Yes, of course. You would be very well protected and your feet would be nice and warm when you're wearing a pair of Bombas Socks. I was wearing mine yesterday. They are very comfortable and very attractive. Now, Bombas Socks, they have the honeycomb stitching on them, which really hugs your foot in a unique way. But the honeycomb might look a little too much like a beehive for some people.
Yeah, you don't want to get stung if you're doing a survivor challenge. But you know what? If you were wearing Bombas Socks, I think you'd have a much better chance of staying up on that pole.
Yes. And I also think that the Bombas Socks would make you feel extremely comfortable as you were hanging in there on that survivor immunity challenge that we saw this week, because they're going to make your feet feel fantastic all the time. And so go ahead and check out a pair of Bombas Socks, because they don't just feel great also, Jordan, but they do something that's very noble, very charitable. They donate a pair of Bombas Socks to a homeless shelter for every pair that you purchase. So socks are a very common item that is requested by people in homeless shelters. So when you buy a pair of Bombas Socks, you can also feel good on the inside and on the outside, because when you wear them, you'll be extremely comfortable. So for a limited time, our listeners will get 20% off Bombas Socks with their first order and get the free shipping. Go to bombas.com/RHAP. Get 20% off the most comfortable socks on the planet. And a pair for someone in need, go to bombas.com/RHAP. That's bombas.com/RHAP. All right, Jordan, what do you have for the first week in April?
All right, so we're going to go 5 years ago this week in Survivor history. We're going to Survivor Heroes versus Villains, April 1st, 2010. So exactly 5 years before yesterday's episode. And this is the episode where Boston Rob was sent home pre-merge.
Wow.
And yeah, very, very, very exciting episode.
Hey, Jordan, let's skip this one. What else you got?
Well, this I don't know.
You
if
must
got follow.
Something from Redemption Island. Smarten up.
is it against the VR rules to talk about an episode where Rob was sent home?
I mean, I'm sure he would not ideally like to talk about that.
Yeah, I don't think you would either. But you know what? This is the Rob That Sucks podcast, not Boston Rob. So we're gonna talk about this one. I'm sure all of you remember that Boston Rob was on the Villains Tribe, and this is actually the episode following Tyson voting himself out. So you had now two very tight groups of three. You had Russell, Danielle, and Parvati, and then on the other side you had Rob, Sandra, and Courtney. And before the Tyson vote, Jerry and Coach were pretty tight with the Rob, Sandra, and
Jerry
Courtney alliance.
Yes.
Yep. Yes. Tyson was actually the glue that was sort of tying that alliance together. So when he was voted out, Jerry started to doubt her place in that alliance. And she was actually very impressed by what Russell did to give Parvati the idol and save his alliance members. So she was highly considering going with Russell, Danielle, and Parvati.
Yeah.
And then Coach and Jerry had a very tight bond, and Coach was struggling because he had made a promise that he was going to stick with Rob. So he didn't know if he wanted to go with Jerry or if he wanted to go with Rob. So he made the decision to not go with either of them, not to stick to anybody's plan, and to vote for Courtney, essentially sending Rob home.
You're a little man, Coach.
Yes, he called him a little man, and he refused to hug him when he was voted out. And
Rob, come on, it's your I'm still your friend.
Yeah, loyalty and honor. I didn't vote for Rob. I decided to vote for Courtney, who I knew wasn't getting voted out.
Yes.
What do you think of Coach's move here? Do you agree with this? Do you think that this is ever a good idea to basically abstain from the vote?
It's a half measure. You either do or do not. Don't like half-ass it.
I agree. I kind of, and I think some of the other contestants that were in the game, especially Sandra and Courtney, really lost respect for Coach here. I mean, if you're going to make the move, look, by voting for Courtney, you are essentially voting Rob out. I think it would have actually been a better move here if he really didn't want Rob to go home, to vote with Rob, Sandra, and Courtney and force a tiebreaker. Because, I mean, Coach goes home next anyway, and he doesn't know this is going to happen. But, I mean, Russell, Danielle, and Parvati, after Coach doesn't actually vote with them, they're not able to fully trust him either. So he's not gaining any alliance members. He kind of loses his alliance member in Jerry. And this is really the move that would cause him to go home the next week. So the fact that he didn't make a decision really ended up screwing him. And I think he kind of learned from this going into South Pacific when he played a much stronger strategic game.
Yeah, I agree.
And we had another bad decision that was made in this episode. And this was by Russell, even though the vote went his way. When Rob asked him who he wanted to vote out, he said either Courtney or Sandra, which is fine. But Courtney and Sandra are sitting right there. And I love the way they edited the scene because it looked like Russell and Rob were having a private conversation. But Russell says he wants either Sandra or Courtney to go home. And the camera actually pans to Sandra and Courtney, who are sitting right next to them. And Rob is kind of criticizing Russell for saying this right in front of his alliance members.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, Russell does not always have tact.
No, and this would be a narrative throughout the season, and one of the main reasons he didn't get any jury votes.
Yeah, well, it's a fantastic season, and I'm sure you could do every single week something from Heroes versus Villains.
Yeah, except for maybe the pagonging that goes on post merge, but there are really a lot of good episodes in that, and that's why, like, you know, the last time we spoke about this was about a year and a week ago. So I'm not going to go to it every week. We don't want to spoil any of the Heroes versus Villains fun for future years, but this is really a fun episode and one of the more entertaining episodes of that season.
And Jordan, anything else from this week?
Yep, we're going to go to Survivor Karamoa now, and this is April 3rd, 2013, 2 years ago this coming Saturday, and this is the episode, this is actually the merge episode of that season, so very relevant to the merge episode of Survivor Worlds Apart, and this is an episode called Blindside Time, and the episode was actually, the title of the episode was coined by Corinne, who was the one who ended up getting blindsided.
Yes, poor Corinne.
Yeah, for Corinne. And this was, this episode really set the tone for the entire season.
Exciting second half of that season.
Yes, definitely an exciting second half after a first half that was marred by Shamar and some of these Brandon Hans and some of these crazy people on that season. No, but I really do like the post-merge on this season. And Cochrane was obviously the one who was able to take his lines to the end and win the game. But if this episode went differently, if Corinne had done one thing different, the whole season would have been different. And she actually wanted to vote out Sherry. She wanted to vote out Sherry, so eventually, probably the next week, she could then blindside Philip, and she would have had the numbers. But when Philip came to her and said, let's split the votes between Eddie and Reynolds, she could have taken her five, which was a minority. She could have taken those five, and all of them either voted for Sherry, or if they wanted to get rid of Philip that week, she could have done that too. But she said, no, let's not do the split vote, because in her mind, she thought it was going to freak out Eddie and Reynolds, which I don't see why it would have if they would have then had a majority vote. Mm-hmm. And they could have sent home someone from the other alliance. And then the next week, anything could have happened. They could have pulled in Eric. They could have maybe even pulled in Sherry if they had sent home Philip. So very, very poor decision by Corinne not to have Philip split the vote, which would have won her the majority with her and Malcolm and Michael Snow going into the next week.
Not Corinne's best decision.
No, not her best decision. Her best decision was agreeing to do the cast assessment for RHAP.
Yes, that's a wise decision. All right, there you go. You can follow Jordan on Twitter. He's at Jordan Kalish on Twitter.
Yes, and I got to say, I'm a patron now. I listened to my first patron cast yesterday. It was a lot of fun.
Welcome aboard.
Yes, and I think I said it on the patron cast yesterday. Going forward, I'm going to actually post some polls up in the patron group. So if you become a patron for RHAP, you'll get to have a say in what I talk about on this week.
Get a say in what your name should be?
No, my name is Kalish. You don't get to change that, but you do get a say in what I talk about on the podcast.
All right. Fair enough. All right, Jordan.
Maybe you get a say in how you could pronounce my first name if you want to do that differently.
Jordan. Kalish. Yes. Jordan Kalish. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you, Rob. I'll talk to you next week.
Take care.
Bye.
All right, everybody, there you have it. That was This Week in Survivor History, once again here on the Survivor Exit Interview Podcast. All right, so that's going to do it for me here on the show, but we have a lot more coming up on Thursday. Vetus here in the studio, then voicemails with Bryce Isaiah, so it's going to be a very fun Thursday. And then, of course, on Friday, we will get back into Big Brother Canada. Going to speak with Ika from Big Brother Canada 2. And then The Amazing Race is back also on Friday night. So a very busy Friday on Rob as a podcast as well. So a lot to do. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Go to robasawebsite.com/iTunes for our iTunes subscription feed, or you can subscribe with the podcast app. Go to robasawebsite.com/app. Have a great Thursday, everybody. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye.